For us, normally, if we check carefully with wisdom, we understand for living beings, the experience of pleasure is the main cause of increasing their attachment, and therefore the main cause of increasing their problems. Just as another example, you know, often in wealthy countries, there are more mental problems than in countries that would be normally considered poor. The mental problems are worse. Why? It's because experience have all these really good material conditions, enjoyments and so forth, and it just causes attachment to increase. To stop attachment arising from the experience of worldly pleasure. To stop attachment arising from the experience of worldly pleasure, Buddha taught Tantra to transform worldly pleasure to the path to enlightenment. This is the real meaning. Okay. So the real meaning is what? In order to stop attachment, so every day we experience worldly pleasure. In order to stop attachment arising due to the experience of daily pleasure, Buddha taught Tantra to transform our worldly pleasures into the path to enlightenment. This is the real meaning. If we do not understand the real meaning and say, I need to transform my attachment into the spiritual path, it becomes worse. This means our understanding is incorrect. Therefore, our way of practicing Tantra is incorrect. Then, instead of becoming purer, it becomes worse because tantric practice causes attachment to increase. Okay, so if we don't really understand the meaning, then our practice of Tantra can actually cause our delusions to increase, you know, which is definitely happening in this world because people don't understand the real meaning of Tantra. Okay, so then instead of becoming more and more pure, it becomes worse because tantric practice causes attachment to increase. We become more and more dirty. Then gradually, broken vows, moral discipline degenerates. So Buddha's basic teaching becomes the worst teaching. One's practice degenerates, showing bad example, causing pure Buddha Dharma to disappear. These kinds of things develop due to incorrect understanding. Conclusion is, Buddha never encouraged transforming attachment itself into the spiritual path. Okay. Therefore, whenever we read or hear, from now on, when we read or hear, in Tantra we transform our attachments into the spiritual path, we need to like remind ourselves what that really means. Is that we are transforming the cause of attachment, which is our daily experience of pleasure. To transform our worldly pleasure, our experience of worldly pleasure, into the path to enlightenment. And in this way, preventing attachment. In Tantra, Buddha explained a special method to abandon attachment with a special method, that is, transforming worldly pleasure into the spiritual path. Tantra is the actual method to abandon attachment quickly. It seems in Sutra, Buddha strongly encouraged abandoning attachment. In Tantra, he gives actual methods to abandon attachment quickly, by giving instructions to transform worldly pleasure into the spiritual path. Our experience of worldly pleasure is the main cause of increasing attachment, so the main cause of daily problems. To stop problems of attachment to worldly pleasure, Tantra is the method to transform worldly pleasure into the path to enlightenment. So how do we practice transforming worldly pleasure into the path? This is one of Tantra's uncommon good qualities, saying objects of desire can be taken into the path. In Sutra, objects of desire are to be abandoned. Buddha encouraged not too much enjoyment in Sutra. He said he encouraged not too much enjoyment. Why? Too much enjoyment means too much attachment, means too much problems. Okay. Meaning enjoyment of worldly pleasure. Even in Sutra, of course, Buddha encouraged enjoyment, pure enjoyment, of concentrating on virtue, accomplishing tranquil abiding, right? Like this, of course, encouraged this pure enjoyment, but not our ordinary enjoyment, not too much worldly pleasure, because otherwise too much attachment, too much problems. Of course, human beings experience objects of desire, but we should not exaggerate. If exaggerate, problems. So Buddha said, less enjoyment. Understanding this, you should reduce your desire for worldly pleasure.